Blog Talk Radio.
3. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that Yah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
some are
praise Yahweh,
praise him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, O Most High.
Hallelujah, a song that I love, praise to the Most High Yah. Bless you. I'm Sister Ashley, I'm your host tonight. I have a few faithful supporters behind me in the audience. We're right here in Lafayette, Tennessee. If you're new to listening, you can catch us live 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, hallelujah, on blogtalkradio.com/straightway. You can check out our newsletters, our family photo, and many other cool, neat facts about us and the truth at straightwaytruth.com. I was speaking to a sister this week who had kicked against the truth. That's a word we use, kicked. Kicked against the truth for a long time. And finally is humbling herself and putting on her head cover, though she may not understand it all, and marching to the righteous beat of the righteous drum, following her husband. So if you're listening tonight, it was nice speaking to you this week. Bless you. Keep on pressing one small victory at a time. Mother Jennifer's with me tonight. Mother Jennifer, let's hear your voice.
Hallelujah. Shalom and blessings to all the daughters of Zion. Bless you, Sister Ashley. What a privilege and an honor it is to be here again for another episode of Sister to Sister. I don't have my chat pulled up yet, but I'm getting there. I pray everyone is doing well. And it looks like everybody had a really good week just watching the videos that were going around from the different communities. And I pray that everyone is encouraged. I can hear you, Sister Ashley, if you can hear me. and you're ready to move forward, then we can do that.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, tonight, let's hear from you. I have quite a spread in front of me. We can go any kind of direction, whatever Mother Jennifer says. Your guest calling tonight, 310-982-4226. So, Glenda, I hope you made it in. Press 1 if you want to talk to us, if you have a testimony, you want to share something, if you have a question. You can also send it to our inbox. It's open all night during the show tonight, straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com. If you send us an email, we will read it, hallelujah, or try our best to answer it if we can, or even respond after the show. So just a couple of awesome things going on here. And I got Mom Zsa Zsa in the queue on purpose tonight too. So I'm gonna bring you up in just a moment, Mom Zsa Zsa. We're gonna talk about some behind the scenes things. Mother Jennifer's gonna share what's been going on there in Georgia. We got 85 days until the Feast of Trumpets, 94 until the Feast of Atonement. It is our tradition to wear white, and 99 days until the Feast of Tabernacles, where we dwell in tents and booths. So. 85 days into Trumpets. Caleb Flamin has graduated high school here. He's completed his high school. That's really exciting. So we will rejoice with him. We'll have a dinner and some games coming up next month. It's always wonderful, you know, that phase of life to really close it and finish your education. We'll see where he goes from here. But it's nice. It's nice to see him grow up. It's nice to see those little ones. When I got here, he was just, you know, he could walk, gosh, shorter than my kneecap, Judith. Can you believe that? Uh-uh. Yes. Judith is to my left tonight. We had an awesome day on first day. I give all praise to the Most High Yah for, oh my goodness, for so many things. I think about it during the week. I think about all the things I give him praise for. And I'm always like, that'd be a good example to use on the show. And then I go, you know what? Whatever comes out on the show is going to be the good example on the show. I'm not going to recite anything early as I once may have done. It's going to be all praises at the moment. So I just want to thank the Father for being a covenant-keeping Elohim. Most definitely he keeps the covenant even when our will is not to do his will. So I bless his holy name. Mother Jennifer, any announcements from you?
I have no announcements. I don't know. Do we have a countdown, Sister Ashley, for the next feast that we have coming up?
Yes, it's the 85 days into Trumpets. Hey, you know what I got? I got that Daughters of Zion Tea Party, Sister Justice. I got the tea party. I'm giving out your number. Somebody in the chat room, type it in. If you want to attend a tea party, do you want to attend the tea party, Judith?
Yes, I'm invited.
You're invited. Hallelujah. So her mom and Judith are going. If you're coming to the feast and you want to come, the date and the time and the location is going to be determined. But let me give you Justice's phone number, because if you want to attend, special guest speakers, tea and snacks for all young women, young girls. If you want to attend that, please RSVP by August the 1st of 2023. Sister Justice is 864-395-3722. And yes, she didn't mind if I gave her number out on air. 85 days till Trumpets, 94 until Atonement, 99 until the Feast of Tabernacles, next month's Caleb's graduation. We've had a lot going on. We had a fun day on first day. We had a children's play day. Hopefully you caught the video, but it was just wonderful. Mother Jennifer.
We did catch the video, Sister Ashley, and it was, it looked like you all had so much fun there, and I believe it's really nice to be able to plan activities for the children. I remember Mother Carol talking about, you know, reminiscing about childhood memories that they had, and that she wanted the children of Straightway to have good childhood memories, and I think it's really important as well for the children to be able to have things that they can create memories from, and so I remember you all doing an ice cream day where you had an ice cream truck, and then you did the fun day on first day. And, you know, that really is important. And we even did activities for our children here. We had a block party where the brethren came to build Elder's home. And so this was phase two, but we also had activities for the children because we didn't just want them, you know, sitting around and doing nothing and just, you know, waiting for the next meal to come. We wanted them to be able to be engaged and to have fun, and they really did. Elder Mitchell and Sister Erica, they were here, and they brought a game called Cornhole, and I remember playing Cornhole from the Midwest, from Indiana, where I'm from, and I immediately recognized it, and I knew the children would have fun, and it really got competitive, but they really enjoyed it. So I love seeing the children have fun with all the other activities going on. Everybody was truly involved. Every single person had a task. Everyone had something to do. Everyone worked together, and it truly worked out very well. Sister Ashley?
We have a beautiful cornhole set here. It's got the big straightway emblem on it. It's like, I don't know if it's handmade, but I know it's hand-painted. It's purple. It's bright. It pops. If you guys want to use it at the feast, let us know. We want to use these things that the saints have either donated or made. I can't give a shout-out to whoever gave it to us. Maybe it was a brother, but I've seen it. It's in pristine condition. So cornhole is really, really cool. We had... of course, our second visit with the ice cream truck this first day. Y'all know that's so fun because Mother Carol was sitting in the back of the van this time. You got Gigi and you got Tia. And, you know, the ice cream truck pulls up, and, you know, Mother only charges a quarter, one quarter for all those items. And, man, I'm telling you, I get about nine things. I got all them children, too. I get about nine things at that quarter deal. You know how Hebrews are, right? And then I stick them in my freezer, and for the next 3 days, I give them to every child that comes over. Seriously. And so that ice cream truck, it has its lasting effects for days to come. We have, it was started with Mother Carol's ice cream truck. And tonight, we're just going to talk fun, you know, first to kick it off. I do want to share some spiritual tidbits along the way, too. But we're going to share some behind-the-scenes things, just talk about life for a little bit, things you might not know. Angelica, of course, initiated kickball, and we do it. We're committing to doing it once a month this entire summer. So this was our second kickball game last Thursday. Y'all, it's awesome. It's dramatic. It's heated. It's loud. It's over the top. It's whistles blowing. It's just fun, you know. And Grandma Barb coaching PE and kickball behind the scenes, getting the children ready, keeping a good spirit between our month-to-month, you know, games. But it was really wonderful. Children's Day, we had the, you know, scavenger hunt, everything you guys saw in the video. But that's probably one of my most memorable days on the community in the past maybe 9 years, honestly. This past first day was my funnest. We had water. And when the adults get involved, we started doing our own thing. The adults did the parachute. That was hilarious. None of us can remember how to do it. We tried to make up how to play it. Not one single one of us knew what to do. One sister went under, got trapped in. We laughed so hard we couldn't get her out. One sister ran under and just fell, and everybody just fell out. It was hilarious. Of course, the blindfolded water game. You guys missed these. All the phones went dead. So some of the footage, the cool footage, shout out to you, Crystal, for the Straightway TV video editing and all of you at Straightway TV. But the videos died. I think Monet got it, but we did some funny blindfolded water games, and some of it was didn't make it to the cut. And oh my goodness, I laughed by myself a couple of days later thinking about that. So y'all know it was a beautiful, beautiful time. So while we were playing, I'm just saying, Jennifer, while we was having a memorable blast, let's jump to Georgia on that block party in the mosquitoes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know what, Sister Ashley, that let me go back to the blindfolded water game. When I saw that, I laughed so hard because it looked like Sister Candace got a whole bucket full of water.
She did.
Literally poured on her, and that was hilarious.
And it's so funny when you're watching and
too.
You're going, right, like, move your bucket, Candace, move your bucket. And she's hoping that they'll move theirs, right, because you're blindfolded. And, man, the object is to get some water all the way to the back of the line, but they didn't get a drop after Candace took that 5 gallon straight down her skirt. That was too much. Let's pull up Mama Zsa Zsa. We're going to talk about what's happening in Georgia. If you're following along, area code 910, Mama Zsa Zsa, I'm going to pull you up now. I'd like to hear from you. Mama Zsa Zsa is not always on the mic from week to week like me and Mother Jennifer, but you guys know her voice. Can you hear me, Mama Jaja?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. I can hear you. Bless you. Bless you, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Mama Jaja, just give a hallelujah, high five, shout out to anybody on your heart before we even kick off into what I'm going to talk to you about. Just what's on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I just give all praises to the Most High Yah. I would like to send a blessing out to our under-shepherd, our beloved pastor, Pastor Charles Dowell and his family, Mother Carol, whom I love you dearly, Mama Nellie, Sister Summer, sweet little Hezekiah, and also to our Elder Rufus. I love you very much, Elder Rufus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Mother Jennifer, let's talk. I'm not where you are. I'm not in Georgia when it all goes down. And from your perspective, we see the brothers' videos. We see what they post. But let's talk about it. Is everything that we do, is everything that we host, is it all peaches and cream and it just flows so smoothly?
No, ma'am, not all the time. Sometimes there's obstacles. There are things that try to hinder the work going forth. And there are things that you always have to typically work through. And I believe that it just brings a level of maturity. But, no, everything is not always perfect. Now, everything will always turn out the way that it needs to, you know. And I remember, Sister Ashley, I remember preparing for the feast. You know, we were at the Feast of Tabernacles, and you would have Mother Carol and you would have Georgia in the kitchen quite a bit. And I remember just, you know, kind of stressing out over things, and you would just always have this really calm demeanor, and you would always say, it's okay. It's going to be okay. And even if it wasn't okay, you would look at me and you would say, it's okay, because we grew from it. And I learned how to just really take that even into my approach today. You know, even when you have a particular standard that you want to meet and you want things to be done a certain way, and when they don't happen, at the end of the day, it's okay as long as you grow from it. So I always try to really consider that. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. May the Most High Yah's will be done. And most definitely, if y'all call in his name, if we believe in him, his will is always done. Even if, you know, there's a rebuke involved, even if there's a mistake, a failure that we would perceive as a failure, that is. So, yes, I've definitely grown in, I yield my days to him. I didn't do that, obviously, early on, but I learned to, because I realized that all the day ends with his will being done. And so you yield the circumstances and the everything that happens within that circumstance, that day, that cook day, that meal. You know, of course, you write it out. You want it to be perfect. You've got a certain idea to initiate it in your mind, but then you let him take over. And the beautiful thing is when we all live together in common unity, each one of us having the Spirit and the Ruach inside of us are always marching forward, hearing from him or being led by him. And so when you get a large group of Israelites together, male or female, and we're doing our role and we're doing our jobs for him, block party or feast in the kitchen, etc., then you know that he's present and he's correcting and he's self-reproving, and you know he's getting us to reflect on ourselves, and he's doing his work. So we got to move out of the way. Hallelujah. And so let's jump to Mom Jaja. Mom Jaja, what is your part or role that you play when large crowds of men come to build at Georgia?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, my main part that I play is submit to whatever Mother Jennifer would have me to do.
Well, that's easy. I'm saying easy answer. Maybe not easy to do,
but it's
right. It's nice. It's nice to hear that answer.
Right. You have to know our Mother Jennifer.
Praise yeah. Mother Jennifer, isn't it nice to have someone submit to what you want to do? Because even at the end of the day, I know you want the Most High Yah and even Elder Rufus's vision to go forth.
It is, Sister Ashley. And, you know, we laugh. Mama Zsa Zsa and I laugh because, you know, a lot of times I'll come in with these grand, huge ideas. And, you know, it's something that nobody can really see right now. And, again, Sister Ashley, I think about you. I think about, you know, how in the beginning we were all eating in the dining hall downhill. And I remember you saying one day, hey, what if, and this is when we had the new tabernacle was just built. And I remember you saying, what if we start eating up the hill in the old tabernacles? And I remember looking at you like, there's no way that'll work. I mean, it doesn't look like it's big enough, and I'm coming with all this opposition. And I remember Ashley presenting that idea to Pastor and to Mother Carol, and now we have a whole chow hall. I remember Sister Ashley saying, you know, what if we put big tables outside of the chow hall where all the food will be served, and we have tents, these huge tents. And I'm just looking at her like, I don't really see that. I don't know. And now we're doing exactly that. So, you know, it's, again, like I said, Mama Zsa Zsa and I laugh because a lot of times I'll have these ideas that you can't really see if it's going to work or not. And then sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But I love the fact that everybody is just so willing to submit and everybody is so willing to work together. I really do love that. And I just want to give a shout out to Sister Charita and to Sister Damaris because they are the ones that I can just really look to manage the kitchen. Sister Charita does a really good job. She's always in that kitchen from sun up to sundown, making sure that the people have what they need, making sure that she's taking you know, inventory of what we have and what we need. And Sister Damaris takes care of the menus. So it's really nice to have that support. And I like the fact that Mama Zsa Zsa comes in, and she is the older wise woman, you know, who we can just look at her example. She brings a lot of joy to the kitchen, which is really needed. I love having even Mama Cassandra here, Nana Denise here. I love having mature older women here on the land who can just be a sound example. It really is a blessing to have. Sister Ashley?
That's wonderful to hear the praises about the aged women too, finding their, you know, position and just, I don't know, fulfilling it. You know, I think about the ideas, like you just said, you bring in these grandiose ideas or whatever. It's humorous for those of us on the inside, you know, because I'm the same way, very visionary. But everyone has to endure the person that's leading the projects, you know. And so they have to endure me. We might change it. We might change it 10 times, not on purpose. It's all the factors that they're not aware of, right? Or I might forget it. It might have been right when I said it, but then something better in the mind another day. Or you might, the day of, nothing is really the way that we talked about from the beginning. So you just let y'all have his way. And, you know, if you're coming from a business world where there's perfection, you know, you clock in at 8, and you got lunch every 5 hours, and you got a break every 3 hours, 20-minute break every 3 hours, whatever they do, right? You got that 8 to 5, you're clocking out and you're going home. I got in that rhythm for many years. And when I came to community and it's such a flow of, oh, we're changing it, we're doing whatever needs to be done from day to day, and we're changing it, then there's a lot of control that you have to die to really, really walk in the liberty of Yah, you know, to not manipulate, to not have your idea or your way as a better way, and really just live. There's a lot of liberty, a lot of freedom in that. And so I just give the Most High Yah all the praise and give a shout out to all the sisters who have to come up with the ideas and lead these sisters with the projects, because it's a lot to it, you know, and they most certainly have to endure us. Father Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, Sister Ashley, I want to talk about one particular day during the block party. And I believe it was, I'm not sure, was it day one, Mama Zsa Zsa, where it seemed like a day where we were meeting a lot of resistance. I don't know if you want to talk about that particular day and how we got through it and what we did when we recognized what was going on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I remember the day before or the night before day one, you had warned us or advised all of the sisters for us to be very, very prayerful, because the first block party went so well and so smooth that for us to be very sober and to be on guard, because Ha-Satan was surely going to take some pop shots at us. And sure enough, that morning, it was almost like, you know, I was reading in the book of Nehemiah when he went out to work with the men, and then he was met with all of this opposition, and that's what we had. We, right out in the neighborhood and in the community, you know, here come all of these spirits of Sanballat and Tobiah, the neighbor walking out front with his cell with a cell phone. Is that correct, Mother Jennifer? Recording us.
Yes, and, ma'am. She was
right.
Can I just interject real quick? There's a neighbor that lives next to us, and she sees the work going on. Now, there's two houses that stand in between of the land that would connect Elder Rufus's home and the land where the main house sits. There's two houses in between Elder Rufus's home and the main house. One house is about to be on the market for sale. So we're going to start negotiating for that home. And then beyond that, there's one other house. There's a neighbor lady next door, and her house is the only one that would hinder all of our lands connecting. So this lady is feeling the pressure of the Israelites actually closing in and moving in. So she's starting to complain. You know, she's starting to just make a lot of noise that's unnecessary. One morning I was walking towards the multipurpose building, and I see her recording us on her cell phone. So I go into the multipurpose building, and I just say, you know, Mama Zsa Zsa, can you bring everybody together so we can all – you can continue, Mama Zsa Zsa.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it's like – and also, I told Mother Jennifer, I noticed I had to go back to my house, like, after we had finished with the breakfast and everything, to do some watering, just take care of some quick things. And I noticed a car that I've never seen before. It's coming up the side street where I live, which is a dead-end street, and it's driving very, very slowly. And I can see that they're pretending not to, like, watch me. And then they pull out, then they go out front, and I'm looking around like, what is going on? So somehow they're, like, connecting us. Like, they even came back here on the, because I live two streets over, watching, you know, watching me and, like, sitting out in front of the house. And the only thing I noticed that made them move was that another car was coming behind them, so they actually had to move. So all day, you know, we are looking, you know, through the window. Not we were watching them, but we can see, you know, we see this lady, you know, going in and out. And then, like, another day, it's like she calls somebody else, this other man that, from what I understand, it's like the Barney Fife of the community, you know, that runs around like a patrolman, but not a patrolman. You know, it's like they're frustrated, like, what can we do against these people? But the only thing that we're doing is that we're doing good, and we're doing the work of the Most High Yah. You know, the men, they're building. So they're watching something that's taking place in this neighborhood that hasn't happened, and that is building up, because they're so used to seeing things run down and torn down. So when things are built up, they're becoming alarmed and afraid because it's not being done by them.
Very true. And there, you know, when you see that many men being able to work together – especially melanated men being able to work together and non-melanated men being able to submit themselves to a melanated man, they know that is something very, very different. I saw people driving down the street and literally just stopping to watch the work going forward. But, you know, once we prayed and we just truly did some spiritual warfare, and then I went and got Auntie and I, we took a little walk just around the block, and we continued to do some spiritual warfare, and we just truly asked the Father that he would literally hem that woman in her home, that she would not come out at all for the rest of the time where the, you know, that the Israelites were there. And that woman stayed in her home, literally. From that time we prayed, she stayed in her home. And I think she came out the evening before the Israelites were about to leave. But she was just literally in and out. So the Father truly answered our prayers. He took care of everything that we asked him. So I'm truly grateful for him, and I just want to give all glory and honor to him. And I want to say that, you know, there were we went in the kitchen, we turned some praise music on, and we were able to just any heaviness that was trying to seep in, because it was not heavy in the kitchen, but any heaviness that was trying to enter in, it immediately dissipated. So we just praised, and we started laughing, and we just really started enjoying each other. And we were just happy that the Father truly answered our prayers, and everything ended up turning out beautiful the way that it should have. But there truly was opposition on day one that we met. Sister Ashley?
I'm enjoying the storytelling, really. You know, Mama Zsa-Zsa could listen to her stories for hours. They're humorous, sometimes even make you cry. But I appreciate the work, and I wanted to acknowledge everyone that's been a part of it, you know, male and female. Appreciate what y'all is doing there in Georgia. Appreciate all the brothers loading up even from here and traveling to you guys. So is there anything else that you want to share, Mama Zsa-Zsa?
Oh, yes, ma'am. One of the things that I was just so floored by the Most High that I was able to witness, and I told Mother, it was the last day. It was when Pastor and the men from the hub were going back, and it was early in the morning, and that's when all of the rain had started coming. And I was coming in, I was just coming into the multipurpose building, and I happened to look up, and coming up the street, I'm serious, I didn't know what it was. It was like a brigade that was coming, and I looked up, and it was Pastor Dow, and he had his truck, the equipment that he was hauling, all of the brothers, you know, that were behind him in their trucks, and they stopped in front of the multipurpose building. And it was also like exactly in front of that house that we're referring to, Mother Jennifer, with that woman. And, you know, I wanted to wait, you know, for all of the men to come in. And I watched Pastor as he came inside of the multipurpose building, and he encouraged all of the men and just hugged all of them. And then it was like he loaded up the brigade and they got back in those trucks. And I have never sensed so much majesty and honor. It was like I was just really seeing Israel and the respect and the honor that the Father has commanded and put on his people, and a reverence and just a fear, like in the days when they said how people feared Israel because they saw that the Most High Yah was with them. And I just wanted to just stand out in the rain and just wave until I saw the last truck. And my heart and my eyes just filled with tears, because it was one of the most beautiful things that I have ever witnessed. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I'm, you know, I consider seeing it with my own eyes. you know, our brothers under pastor's lead, from the beginning of me being here, it's not just now, but, you know, he commands a diligence and an efficiency and an on-time work effort, and considering the weather and communication and all this goes behind the scenes when, you know, when you pack up and you go somewhere and you work. So it's really beautiful that the honor is also reciprocated. This is what the Most High Yah is worthy of, that we would love one another and honor one another this way. And I know it's not always beauty, because there's a lot of affliction and trial. There's a purging. There's flesh that has to, you know, be seen in order to learn it, hate it, oppose it, repent of it. You know, so it's not always perfect every day, if you want to say perfect. But it goes back to me and saying that every day belongs to the Most High Yah and His will was done. But on a community, there is a really high standard. And I do want to say, with respect, that there's always a standard that is achieved by our leaders and by some of our elite brothers. And then there's a standard that we are all striving for to produce daily. And I want to say that because so many of you get discouraged when you come around and it's not absolute total perfection every day or every time, or when you find out that the people that you have exalted too high are truly just like you. And that's so common, you know, amongst us. But we speak this high because it's the standard that we see, and it's all through our, you know, eyes of perception, right? It's a standard that we live by. It's a standard that's preached. And then there's always a devil that can slip into the minds of people that will tear down that vision or tear down that standard like it's not being produced, when in actuality it exists and it's being preached, it's being mentioned, so that we will always strive to attain the true righteous standard. Hope that makes sense, Mother Jennifer.
It does, Sister Ashley. And I just wanted to add something to what Mama Jaja was saying as pastor and the brethren left to return back to Straightway. I remember Auntie, you know, saying that Pastor Dahl is a man who takes care of the people, not just from the pulpit, but he takes care of the people in every single way. Like, he literally will leave his home to come to you, to come and see about you, to whatever area of help you need, he is there to literally put boots on the ground and to get his hands dirty. You know, he is that type of shepherd. And so it's very true, the words that are being spoken about the man of Yah. And I wanted to just say, I remember the last day of work, you know, all week we were really praying that the Father would hold the rain back. And he was so faithful to do that the very last day. And I believe it was maybe about an hour worth of work left. It started raining. And then it would stop for about 5 minutes. And the men would, they didn't even shut down. They stayed in the rain. And then when it stopped for 5 to 10 minutes, they would go back and they would work a little bit more. And then it would start raining again. And they stopped working for a little bit and they would wait for it to stop. And then it would stop for maybe another 10, 15 minutes and they would go back to working again. And it just really warmed my heart to see the level of persistence that the men have, you know, the fact that they truly desired to finish this home. Like, they didn't want to leave until this home was finished, even though there was just a little bit left, but they were just so persistent, so diligent in just in everything about their mission. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely beautiful. And the closer that we get to doing that every day, all day, every time, with or without our leaders being with us, you know, when nobody's in the kitchen but you, and nobody's in your living room at home but you, you know, the closer we can. Can you imagine the fruit that we produce? For the Father is so worthy of that, that great servitude. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be a part of this people. All right, Mama Jaja, come on. You got anything else? No rushing you off the mic tonight.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. It's going back to just the servitude, the growth, the love that I have seen amongst the daughters of Zion. And I was telling Mother, even from the first block party, such a spirit of excellence is just on us here, especially at Straight Way, Georgia. You can tell that all of the daughters have really been working on themselves, just really striving. I know that we have in Israel has a lot of young, what we would refer to as young people, especially the daughters of Zion, brothers as well. And what I refer to as young is people maybe that are under their 50s. Under their 50s, the majority of our sisters are like 30s, early 30s or 20s. And these are mostly the sisters that we have that are doing the work. So as older women, when we come in, some may have an issue of submitting to these sisters because they have been placed in charge of things because they're well capable and are trusted to be in charge. For example, like Sister Charita, she's very young, Sister Damaris. But it's no problem for me to go in and submit to them and just to stand by and wait, and whatever they would tell me to do or ask me to do, you know, I do it, because they have been brought up so well under a capable mother. All of our sisters work. We had sisters who made sure just the floors were clean constantly throughout the day, that the bathrooms in the multi-purpose room was kept clean for the men. We had dishwashers, two or three. All they did from, I'm going to say, 6 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening was made sure that every pot was clean, every glass was clean, everything was dried and put up, and it just kept rotating amongst the dishwashers who really kept the kitchen going. And we didn't have like a change of shift. It was the same ones, Sister Bonnie, Sister Capricia, and Mama Cassandra. They worked tirelessly and effortlessly. Sister Bonnie with a baby on her back most of the time, you know, washing dishes. Sister Charita, who's with child, she would be the first person I would see in the kitchen and the last person. Sister Damaris, the same thing, the first person in the kitchen and the last person. Sister Damaris, you know, has a child on her back. She's in there working tirelessly, planning, prepping the meals. We have the sisters from Straight Way Cleveland, Sister Sonia, Sister Christina, you know, who sacrificed a week. And they came up, they did laundry. Sister Christina, she kept our freezer room organized. They worked effortlessly. Also now to be a part of Straight Way Cleveland, words, I don't even have the words for Sister Natiri and Sister Jasmine. I know when I left, like sometimes maybe 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, I would have to come back at night. And who would I see still in the multipurpose building? Sister Natiri and Sister Jasmine, Sister Latoya. These sisters, man, they hand carried food. I mean, trays, sometimes for 30, 60, 70 men, food and drink. They hand carried that food down to the men, like Abigail took that food down to David and his men. Back and forth, back and forth. When it rained, they still carried the food down there and brought it back. we had sisters in the multi-purpose building that tended to our children all day with games, reading, story time. Sister Casey would come every day and just bless the children. She's such a blessing with the children. And when you see all of these things just coming together, you know, like a well-oiled machine, and Sister Ashley, you can stop me if I'm just, you know, over-talking, but I just wanted to get all of this in because I just really want people to know and to hear what righteous leadership that we have with Elder Rufus and especially Mother Jennifer. And I just want to end it with Mother Jennifer, who gives so much to detail. It's like Mother Jennifer can come up with some things, plan some meals, just minute things. And I look at her and I say, Mother Jennifer, where do you get all of this fancy stuff from, you know? But I know that her mother, her natural mother, has really taught her well. Mother Jennifer has sat at the feet and still sits at the feet and learned of, I refer to her as our Sarah Straightway, and that's Mother Carol, and it shows. And I was just going through and what popped up in my mind, and I know this Proverbs 31, people always like to throw that around as a cliche, especially among Christianity. And the reason why I say that, because I was confronted with a woman who's not an Israelite, was trying to justify herself, or women, especially unmarried women or unholy women, not set apart as Proverbs 31 women. And I reminded that woman, or I advised that woman, that the Proverbs 31, her notoriety was due because she had a righteous husband. And I'm going to just go through all of this, and then I'll be done. But as I was thinking about Mother Jennifer, and I was going through the word, and what I have is the Hallelujah Scriptures. And it starts off, who finds a capable wife? And I'm thinking to myself, I said, Mother Jennifer is beyond capable, because it says that the heart of her husband shall trust in her, and she shall do him good and not evil. This, I'm telling you that I know, because I live with these people. I have known these people since I've come into the ministry. And I know that Mother Jennifer, she delights to work with her hands. And it says that she brings, when I said that she brings food in, when I saw this, said that she brings food from afar, Mother Jennifer was coming up with some food I had never seen or heard of before for the brothers. I'm going to give you a good example. Things like Gardetto chips, just certain things. She wanted to make a certain spice blend to put on the table for the elders. Mother Jennifer, she was getting up through the night, and she was just providing food for the household. And when it says that she provides food for her household and a portion for her girls, that was us. You know, she was making sure that we were fed. Every day she was coming in, you know, you can see that she had girded herself with prayer, which is strength, and she strengthened her arms. And I know that her lamp didn't go out by night, because she was sending polos to us through the night. I would go to bed thinking like, okay, this is what we're going to have. This is already laid out. Then I wake up during the middle of the night and I see the mother has been on polo, and I look at the time stamp. Oh, things have changed. Hallelujah. So that's our mother. And then one of the biggest descriptions about a Proverbs 31 woman It's because her husband is known in the gates, and he sits among the elders. And I was, and I said, why don't people see this? You know, every day she was rejoicing at the times, you know, that was ahead of us. Every time she opened her mouth to speak to us, it was words of wisdom. It was words of knowledge. You know, she spoke kindly, you know, as it says that on her tongue is the Torah, the law of kindness. And she watched over the ways of her household. And I have never known Mother Jennifer to eat the bread of idleness. And even towards the end, like the last day when we all thought that we were exhausted, I'm getting a text from Mother, you know, the next day. I'm thinking that she's like in the bed of recovery. She's out on an errand, on a mission again, looking after the needs of Israel. She just, I mean, just her just blessings and her strength. And if you see any good in us, the daughters of Zion here, because, you know, of our mother, Jennifer, she really pours into us. And, you know, and I love her so much for it. I have grown so much from being here. And I just want to, you know, tell Mother Jennifer that I love you and I honor you as a mother in Israel. Hallelujah. And that's all.
Hey, hallelujah. I can't add to it. I do not want to rush you up. I do not want to cut you off, Mom Zsa Zsa. Take a moment. Take some time to think. I know you're humbled by those words, Mother Jennifer. Would you like to say anything?
Definitely humbled. Sister Ashley, bless you, Mama Zsa Zsa. And thank you for those words. Thank you for just watching over the daughters of Zion. Thank you for everything that you do that we don't see, the stuff that you do in the background that we don't see. You know, as Pastor Dow says, the ones that are that the greatest support comes from are the ones who are praying in the background. And I definitely know that you are one who is truly watching and praying over not just Straightway Georgia, but over the ministry. So bless you. I love you dearly as well.
Hallelujah. Mom Zsa Zsa, go ahead and finish up with any closing words. Take as long as you need.
Oh, just, you know, as soon as you stop, then something else good that pops up in your head. First of all, who thinks I'm providing Icy Hot?
Icy Hot. Oh,
you know.
Goodness. I know. Did you do that, Mother Jennifer?
Well, we had doTERRA Deep Blue for the brothers,
yes.
Just so that their muscles could, you know, recuperate. And we provided things that might be needed. And I was like, well, if they use it, fine. But if they don't use it, that's fine as well. We just wanted to make sure that it was there. And some of the brothers use it. I told Elder when I was leaving the multipurpose building one day, I said, you know, I smell Deep Blue on the deck. Somebody's using it. And I got really excited about it, and he just smiled and, you know, just kind of walked away. But they work so hard. They really work so hard, and I wanted to think of everything that they could possibly need that would help their bodies to recuperate, anything at all. Sister Ashley?
It's a good example. You know, we've actually never had overnight visitors or brothers building something. You know, they do come out, they do travel, they try to take as little as possible from us. Sometimes they travel up, work on a building, and head out even before the meal, and we're like, oh man, they didn't stay. You know, we want to feed them, we want to say thank you. Some people just really want to just bless and not take. But it's a good example for any of us that may have something like this kick off at our community. So thank you for it, Mom Zsa Zsa.
Oh, yes, ma'am, the magnesium. And look, this is funny. Look, we took some of that stuff, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny.
Yeah, we rubbed our feet with Icy Hot and had, I think on the last night, I tried some of the magnesium. And we all looked at each other like, wow, we've been missing out, because the next day we were ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Summer, if you're listening, going to make the face that Pastor would make if he saw us sisters rubbing our feet with icy hot while the brothers were. Going to make that face, Summer. Hallelujah. Magnesium. That is too funny. We got some jokes around here, Mama Jaja. Go ahead. Keep on yes. making us laugh.
Right, and then just the detail, attention to detail that she gave, just being careful with the food that she provided, because some of the days it got, you know, really hot. So you know that you wouldn't, like for lunchtime, you wouldn't send down like sub sandwiches with mayo so they could like just be throwing up all over the place from the heat. But certain things she provided, smoothies, that was very filling, you know, and that just brought a lot of comfort and relief to the brothers. And the food, once, you know, from a hard day's work when they got in, I mean, that, oh, man, the food that she had prepared for them, it was so wonderful, because after a hard day's work, they were just taken care of and just fed so well, from food to drink, everything. Nothing was missed. Nothing was missed because of their service. You know, they finally, you can see everybody coming in. So all of the brothers wanted so much to bless Elder. And as I know, Elder has made sure, just like Pastor Dow, have made sure that everyone in Israel that's in community has been provided with a home except for them. You know, they have sacrificed their homes. They have sacrificed their beds. They have sacrificed, you know, everything for the saints first. It's always been saints first, so selfless. You know, and then to see everybody coming together, you know, just to bless, you know, Elder Rufus and building this beautiful home that he can finally take his family into. It's going to be such a glorious day, the same as when our shepherd goes into his house. What a glorious day, because I know the sacrifices that they have made for Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree. Hallelujah. I'm just listening. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. I definitely look forward to the day when Pastor Dowell and his family can step foot into their finished home. Because like you said, Mama Jaja, they have sacrificed so much from the beginning, you know, giving up their home and allowing others to stay there. And they give all, like every single day. It's not just a one-time thing. They have given all. And they continue to give all. And I just want to say that the brothers are so easy to serve. They really are. You can tell that some of them felt like they didn't want to be a burden, even though it was not a burden for us at all. But I was literally asking brothers, do you have clothing that you would like us to wash? And some of them would say, no, I'm okay. I can take them home. You know, and it rained. I mean, it literally rained. And we didn't want them to take wet clothing back, but they are so easy to take care of. They're just so grateful for a hot meal and a cot. And I just haven't seen that level of humility outside of Israel. And, you know, I want to say one more thing. The Bible talks about a woman's conversation, how that will lead an unbelieving husband. And we've had a couple of people who have inquired about the ministry just from interaction with the people of Yah and just from watching what's going on. When you drive down our street, you know exactly what's going on. You know there's something going on. And so we had a lady call because she said that she wanted to inquire about the ministry. She called straightway. She spoke with Elder Becker. Elder Becker got her in touch with Elder Rufus, and this lady lives in Lyerly, where we live. there's a young man, he's an exterminator. He sprays for the mosquitoes in the area where the brothers are working. And so he will come and spray a couple days before the brothers come to begin work. And the very last visit, he looked and he said to me, he said, would you mind if I could sit and talk to somebody and ask questions? He said, I have a lot of questions. I was raised Baptist, and I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of things that I don't understand. There's a lot of things that are not making sense. And I said, you know, my husband would be happy to speak with you. So, of course, with Elder's permission, I gave him Elder's phone number. But this is only just from watching the lifestyle of the Israelites. It's just from watching the lifestyle of the people. I didn't go around preaching to anybody. I didn't. There's nothing that I said at all, but it's the lifestyle. So I just wanted to encourage the Daughters of Zion. It's all about the way that you live your life. You don't have to use a lot of words at all. It's the way that you carry yourself. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely beautiful. Even Natiri texted and said she took the magnesium daily, Jaja, and she utilized the recovery station on the last day. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful setup. I can only imagine. I would have loved to come and sit and watch, but I couldn't sit and watch if I came. I would be right in the mix, but it just sounds beautiful. It sounds fun, and I know the brothers really worked. I know they're sore. I know they're tired. I know the brothers who travel, you know, they leave their families, and they miss their children, but it's all for the work, for the purpose of the Most High Yah. So it's all about him and not us. It's about being selfless. The whole vision is, so I appreciate being a part of it. Back to you, Ma Jaja.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I appreciate what Mother Jennifer said about the people who were inquiring. You know, there's two types of people that inquire. Some who really see the light, and they want to know. They want to know about it. You know, what is it that you have that we don't have? And we've also, well, I would say experienced with those who come, but they're only inquiring for evil, like that. This is because I was confronted by, I was telling you, this person, they're not a Hebrew. They were only inquiring not for righteousness' sake, but the question was, they kept asking, so what's the catch? So what's the catch? So what's the catch? You know, it's like, this is just too good to be true. So what's the catch? You know, people have been so inundated with wickedness and evil that they don't know the goodness of Yah when they see it. They can't believe or don't want to believe that it's real. For example, you know, you couldn't be happy dressing that way. You couldn't be happy submitting. I mean, I was confronted with questions like that. You mean to tell me you cook for, you know, she was at, this person was asking, as far as women, you cook for your husbands? You do this, you do that, you know, do you have money? Can you go places? Just, but you know, it was, she was, they were inquiring for evil. And that's, yeah, I just wanted to add that in.
I had a woman say, I don't cook for nobody but myself. And if my husband wants something, he better make it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought, wow, you know, we were actually made to, we were designed and created to help, to be a help meet specifically to our husbands,
mm-hmm.
but also serve one another as the body of the Messiah. So we just function so differently. We don't have the same mind. It's absolutely incredible how different we really, really are. It's definitely a mystery and a calling. Mother Jennifer?
You know, the good thing about it is when you receive inquiries or questions like that, once you realize who you really are and you realize that this is your heritage, you know, this is who you are, these are my people, I'm living out the covenant that Yah has commanded me to, then the questions really don't bother you because you understand either you're Israel or you're not. I know I'm Israel, but either you are or you're not. And so if you don't get a witness on you being Israel, then that's okay. you know, it's fine. I'll answer your questions, but I'm not offended one bit because I know that this is for me, even though it may not be for you. And so you just kind of get to a point where even if other people don't fully understand it, that's just, it's okay. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. And most definitely we need to understand that the Father is the one who gives understanding, that there's no amount of speech or words or the way that you articulate or how you put it, any of that can give them understanding. One man plant, another water, and, yeah, give the increase. So just something to consider when we're ministering to anyone just by our lifestyle, you know. Mother Jennifer, I mean, Mom Zsa Zsa.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I agree with that 1,000%. And one last thing, I know I keep saying that, but it's regarding the neighbor. When Mother Jennifer said how they prayed that the lady would stay in the house, and I just thought about something. This lady has a lot of animals. And when I think about it, I didn't even see her dogs come out, so I don't know what took place in that home.
my audience is giggling. There's absolutely no telling. Hallelujah. We've been given power
right.
to tread on serpents. Glory. Keep going.
Yes, I mean, but that was one of the, you know, the thing about it is that when nobody's there, what, you know, it's like we're out there all the time. You know, it's her dogs that's jumping through. I'm serious, jumping in and out through windows. She has an idol, like a head or something in front of her yard or whatever. And, you know, we don't say that doesn't bother us. You know, we're not, you know, bothering her. So I know that was just Hasatan was as fit to be tied when he saw unity, you know, amongst Israel, then he felt threatened.
You know, the hub crew here, Grandma Barb says the hub crew here were great in keeping it going. And so we didn't have Teacher Shane. We didn't have who came? JC, Brett, Pastor, and Brother Scott. They rode off to Georgia. Then we didn't have Brother Bud, who drove down to Goshen with Grandma Vicky, Abigail, and Amara. And so, you know, we were a lot less small meals, you know, couldn't quite get the numbers right, didn't know how the people that were staying behind were even going to eat, you know, how much to cook for such a small crew. And anyway, Grandma Barb says that the Hub crew really did their jobs, plus, you know, with the missing brothers that they even saw, or she saw, Elder Becker running that Dixie chopper, you know, the day the brothers were coming home, just clipping the grass and getting it ready for them, and just to take a load off of them returning, you know, and running all the things. You know, Deacon was here, Elder Becker was here, Izzy was here, Brother Rich is here, but just taking a load off of them. And she saw Teacher Shane, you know, get home, literally walking from Pastor's all the way down to his house. And then in 1 hour of arriving, he jumped on the Dixie chopper and just starts cutting the side hill by the fountain at the Flairman's Pond. So Grandma Barb said, talk about love, you know, talk about that love. But, yeah, it was nice. It was really quiet, you know. It was a lot less people, but and they were all greatly missed. We gave Grandma Vicky a funny, good, hard time while she was gone. She probably didn't pay us any attention, of course, because she was having a blast, but we did continually ask, where is she, on our polo group that we have amongst ourselves. We were constantly saying she was needed, asking questions. She never replied to any of them, but we just kept really, really, you know, harassing her. So it was really fun to play with her. We're asking about the coffee. We're asking about the goats. We're asking about the creamer. Where's the Sharpies? You know, all those fun family inside jokes. Just really hassling her about the stewardships that she has and why isn't she here? You know, so that was fun on our end. But, hey, back to another fifth day show already. Everyone's back safe on the land. Praise to the Most High Yah. And that block building is really, really looking good in phase two. Mother Jennifer?
It really is. I wanted to go back to something that Mama Zsa Zsa talked about, just really honoring the delegation regardless of the age of the person. You know, if people have been put into a position, say someone's put over the kitchen and they're younger than you, they're put in that position for a reason. And I love the example that Mama Zsa gave of, you know, she is here to submit, and that is what she does. She submits and she supports. And I remember walking into the kitchen one day. We had a little minor miscommunication one day, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I remember coming in, and everything was getting all worked out, and I remember saying, make sure that you follow the direction of the one that's in authority. If we follow anybody else's direction, then we're going to kind of get all mixed up, you know. And as I was saying that, Hadassah, Sister Hadassah, had just finished saying the same thing. So it's really lovely to have everyone on the same page, you know, when it comes to following order. And I remember looking at Sister Hadassah one day, and I said, Hadassah, why are you the first one here? And it's like you're on every single team. You're on a breakfast team. You're on a lunch team. You're on the dinner team. You're on the snack team. And you're on the dish team. And she just laughed, and she said, I'm just here to serve. I'm just here to help. So it really is good to just have people who have been here from the beginning. I think about Sister Hadassah. She was here from the beginning. You know, and she just truly understands the unity. She understands order. And she's always one who is in the background. She's silent, but she's always coming and bringing that loving, gentle, but firm correction whenever it's needed. And one more thing I want to say, that, you know, this wouldn't be possible without any of my sister wives, or auntie, and Sister Bonnie and Mama T. They're always looking to just alleviate and to help out wherever they can. Okay, Mother, what do you need me to do? Where am I needed? Mother, do you need help? You know, whatever it is, they're always watching what I'm doing, and sometimes they'll just jump in and just do it. They won't even ask. So I just wanted to just say I love them dearly, and I love them for their love for Israel and their support and love for Elder Rufus. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Mom Zsa, what is your favorite song off the Goshen Hits Volume 1?
I Love the King.
I Love the King. All right. We're going to play it on our way out. Go ahead and finish up with any ending words. Zsa Zsa, it's been a blast and a joy to have you on tonight. Love hearing your voice. You know you and I go way, way, way back. And I didn't have to wait until you got here to have you live on air again. So, you know, I'm one up on you.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Little inside joke between me and Zsa Zsa. Bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Zsa Zsa, I'm going to play your song right after you're done. Good night, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. You're waiting for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You go ahead and conclude the show.
Yes, ma'am. One last thing about always being ready for change. I think that's especially with the Father. You know, we make our plans. We plan our day according to our will, our thoughts, or whatever. But the Father is always subject to come and change everything. And I think about that with Mother Jennifer, who I love, that is so funny. It was like we had this fun thing going, and it was always right before, I would call it, the lunch hour. We would start getting the lunch and everything prepared and have everything lined up. And then all of a sudden, the front door to the multipurpose building will open wide with this bright light coming. Here comes Mother Jennifer, and we all like just pause, and she's coming in, and then everything gets changed. I need this. I need that. I want you to do this, do that. Blah, 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 blah. And then we start jumping, you know, and it was so motivating. And when she would get in that mode, I had to see, and I would just yell out, it's a secret joke. I would go, welcome to Mo's, because that's what I would hear when I was growing up. It's the Mo's restaurant during their lunch hour. You know, they were so busy working, but as the guests came in, you know, so that's how Mother was. And one day we had everything packed up, and Sister Charita had told me she wanted, I don't know how many bags of tortillas to go ahead and get those bagged up. So I had all of those bagged up and everything. It was about 41. Mother Jennifer comes in. Man, we get these new instructions. I want this, want that. I don't want to take all of those out. So I said, yes, ma'am. So I took all of the nachos, whatever. Well, I didn't let her know that I had made them. But she did say she didn't want any nachos. And then before she was getting ready to go and everything had calmed down, Mother said, no, I want 41 bags of nachos. I'm on 41 bags of nachos. And I pulled out the bag already. I said, yes, ma'am, I got them ready right here. But what would be so funny, she would, so loving, she would come in, man, and just get everything like how a tornado would come through. And, man, and when she would leave out, the kitchen would be so calm, so clean, so peaceful, because Mother had been through and set everything in order.
Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I love it, Mother Jennifer. Good job.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to play I Love the King for you, Mama Jaja, for the audience, for the listeners. Praise God for what he's doing. Thank you for sharing your heart and your stories tonight. It won't be the last time you're on our show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me, and I enjoyed it.
Hallelujah. Vessel of honor. Good night.
Good night. Praise Bless God. Everyone.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.